Matt Bevan is here on RN Breakfast. Lots happening around the world this morning, but we'll begin with the latest from the United Kingdom.
Well, not a lot latest since you last spoke about it half an hour ago, Hamish. Theresa May is facing a vote of no confidence from her Conservative Party colleagues. She needs at least 159 of them to back her in order to prevent a leadership spill. We know that she has declared that she is intending at some point to step down as Prime Minister, even if she does win this leadership spill. She's not intending to stay in the job indefinitely. More information on that coming up throughout the morning as it comes to hand. But there is enormous other news around. Michael Cohen, the former personal lawyer for US President Donald Trump, has been sentenced to 3 years in prison. Michael Cohen was Donald Trump's lawyer for around a decade, but he didn't just see himself as a lawyer. He saw himself as a bit of a fixer.
I protect Mr. Trump. That's what it is. If there's an issue that relates to Mr. Trump that is of concern to him, it's of course concern to me.
During the 2016 election campaign, Michael Cohen was one of Donald Trump's staunchest defenders and biggest hype men.
Mr. Trump truly cares about America. He loves this country. He cares about the American people. He knows what it's going to take to fix it. Donald Trump is this uber billionaire real estate developer, possibly the greatest negotiator in the history of this planet.
During the 2016 election campaign, he fixed problems for the boss, including negotiating with the Russian government and Russian banks to try and set up a deal to build a Trump Tower in Moscow, a decades-long dream of Donald Trump. That negotiation, we now know, continued well into the election campaign. And just before the election itself, he helped out the boss by paying off two women, porn star Stormy Daniels and model Karen McDougal, to get them to keep quiet about affairs they say they had with Donald Trump in 2006. All of that stayed quiet for all of 2017, but 11 months ago, in January, in fact, 11 months ago to the day, it came out into the open when the Wall Street Journal reported on the $130,000 payment Cohen made to Stormy Daniels. It's hard to believe that was only 11 months ago, actually, Hamish. Michael Cohen initially claimed he made the payment with his own money, which was ridiculous and a lie, because he then said that Donald Trump reimbursed him for the money. After a lot of speculation that Michael Cohen could be in a lot of legal trouble, his home, apartment, and office were raided by the FBI. Eventually, Michael Cohen was charged with financial crimes committed over the last few decades, which had nothing to do with Donald Trump, bank fraud and tax fraud related to his own finances. But in the midst of this, he decided that it was time to give up on his decade-long attempt to protect the boss and cooperate with investigators. Here's his lawyer, Lanny Davis, at the time.
Mr. Cohen has knowledge on certain subjects that should be of interest to the special counsel and is more than happy to tell the special counsel all that he knows. And from this point on, you're going to see liberated Michael Cohen speaking truth to power.
The most important thing we know Michael Cohen told federal investigators is that his payments to Stormy Daniels and Karen McDougal were an illegal donation to the campaign of Donald Trump, a payment to make a bad story go away, which would affect the election, and is an undeclared campaign finance donation. That's what he said. In pleading guilty to that crime, he also said that Donald Trump ordered him to do it and was a co-conspirator in that crime.
He said in court, under oath, using words provided and corroborated by prosecutors, that the President of the United States committed a felony. If that's guilty, then the client who instructed and coordinated him doing that, hiding the fact that he was behind it, is also guilty of the same crime.
Michael Cohen has now been sentenced to 3 years jail. While the special counsel Robert Mueller said that he was satisfied with Cohen's cooperation in matters related to the Russia investigation, the investigators in the Southern District of New York, who were leading the case against him for that campaign finance violation and other crimes, said that his crimes were so serious that he needed to be thrown in jail for them. His jail term is actually shorter than was expected. The sentencing guidelines were calling for more than 4 years in jail, and this is only three. But the key thing here is, what does it all mean for the president? CNN's legal analyst Jeffrey Toobin talked about that this morning.
They felt this was a crime that deserved jail time for Michael Cohen. But if Michael Cohen deserves jail time for a campaign contribution that he wasn't even the beneficiary of, what does that say about what Donald Trump deserves? That is a question that, I mean, it just hangs out there. The Southern District doesn't answer it, but it's a pretty remarkable thing to think about when they assert that this campaign contribution is part of a set of crimes that deserves 4 years in prison for Michael Cohen.
As for Michael Cohen, his lawyer, Lanny Davis, says at the end of this saga, his client will be seen as a John Dean-like figure.
He will someday be appearing as a John Dean II generation before a congressional committee and will tell all the truth about what he knows about Donald Trump.
In the Watergate scandal, John Dean was the White House legal counsel who turned whistleblower and assisted investigators to bring down Richard Nixon. He too was sentenced to jail time for Watergate-related crimes, a 1 to 4 year sentence. He was released, however, after only a few months. We will see how much like John Dean Michael Cohen ends up being, Hamish.
Matt Bevan, thank you very much for that very thorough update. We'll talk to you again next hour.
Cheers, Hamish.